Prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise. Prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel There are many benefits of reciting Durood-e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Shaykh Firozabadi rahmatullahi al-Hadi has said that when you sit in a gathering, you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, then Allah Azza wa Jal will designate an angel, will appoint an angel that will keep you from backbiting. And when you leave that gathering, at the time of leaving, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad again. And the beauty of this will be that the angel will keep others from backbiting against you when you have left. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, today our concept of talking about other people in a negative way knows no bounds. Today we commit this act without fearing any consequences of it. We do not know the harms that it can cause. We do not know that it has been described as the cancer of our society. We do not realize the effects it has on relationships. It destroys families. It destroys marriages. It takes children away from their parents and parents away from their children. It takes friends away. Why? Because we do not control this tongue, this piece of flesh in our mouth. And we talk badly about others. We say things that they would dislike and we say them behind their back. And this is backbiting. It is not even allowed against the deceased. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Hazrat Maaz Aslami rahmatullahi alayhi was stoned to death. It was a punishment for something he had done. And after his death, two people started to talk about him. And one said to the other, Allah Azza wa Jal veiled his sins, but his naf took the best of him. And now he is stoned like a dog. They used these words. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard them. The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed quiet at that time. After walking a distance, they passed by a dead donkey, the carcass of a dead donkey, whose legs were spread out. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most generous, the most kind, said to both of them, go and eat the meat of the dead donkey. Allahu Akbar. They asked, Ya Nabi Allah, who would do that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the way that you backbited your brother is worse than eating this dead donkey. I swear by the one under whose dominion is my soul. He, referring to Hazrat Maaz radiallahu ta'ala, is swimming in the streams of the paradise right now. He is in the streams of Jannah, and yet you, by backbiting him, Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave no room for any doubt. This was a companion of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who had left this world, who had repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, upon whom the punishment had been enacted. And yet in those situations,
where the person isn't around, even then, the person has left this world, backbiting is not allowed. How could it be allowed for somebody who is alive and is likely to be hurt by our words? Yet, we search out the faults of others. We don't look at the faults we have, but we search out the faults of the others and express them, giving satisfaction to our evil nafs. And sometimes, when we learn something, our mind tells us that we shouldn't be backbiting. We should be patient. We should hide the faults of others. But the shaitan, again and again, the devil incites us. And what do? We go back and we can't help ourselves. And we start to mention the faults of others. Allahu Akbar. The scholars write that even if somebody is a sinner, even if he's a robber, or he's a bad person, and he's died, Shariat doesn't allow you to backbite against him. Look at how beautiful the teachings of Islam are. It goes as far as the scholars write, that what will his family think if you say bad words about him? So what Islam teaches us is that even if somebody's passed away, always say good things about him. If there's anything bad, keep it a secret. If you keep the faults of others secret and keep them veiled, Allah Azza wa Jal will keep your faults hidden from others as well. But if you start to reveal the faults of others, don't expect your faults and your shortcomings to be kept behind closed doors. That's not the way it works. The next time you learn a bad thing about somebody, or you learn the fault of somebody, or you discover something bad, keep it to yourself. Preserve it. Be patient with this belief that if I hide the faults of others, Allah Azza wa Jal will hide my faults from the world. And that will give you the strength. Because we all know our hearts and our faults. Others don't. We might pretend to be pious, but if we think about ourselves properly, we know that we are full of faults and mistakes. And we're probably much worse than the person we're talking about. Indeed, if we're indulging in the act of backbiting, we will be worse. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, what the scholars write in Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, in the magnificent book, Backbiting, a Cancer in Our Society, writes that the scholars have said, even if somebody commits suicide, or you find out, do not say bad things about him. Do not try and belittle him. The legal position in Islam, the Shari' position in Islam is this, that if a Muslim commits suicide, he does not step out of the sphere of Islam. Therefore, his funeral salah will be performed and dua for his forgiveness will be made. Islamic law does not allow remembering a deceased Muslim in a humiliating manner. And here are two sayings of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First hadith mubarakah from Sahih Bukhari Sharif. Do not talk ill about your deceased, as they have met their deeds that they had sent forth. Allahu Akbar. And then in the second hadith mubarakah from Jami Tirmizi Sharif, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say good things about your deceased and refrain from their deficiencies. Look at how beautiful the teachings of Islam are, and the education, the knowledge and the hikmat and the wisdom of the beautiful hadith mubarakah. That even when somebody has passed away from this world, if you talk about him, you cannot hurt him, but you might be hurting his family. But even in that situation, you are taught not to backbite. So can you understand how grave an offense it would be to backbite somebody who is alive? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Maulana Abdul Rauf Munawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, backbiting against a deceased person is worse than backbiting against a living person, because it is possible to seek forgiveness from the living person, but it is impossible to seek forgiveness from somebody who is deceased. Allahu Akbar.
Look at the way that the scholars and the blessed aslaf, these great wise people of Allah Azza wa Jal, thought about these things. Allahu Akbar. And how God conscious they were. And how aware they were. And how prepared they were trying to be for the questions of the grave and the accountability of the hereafter. And yet today, if you look at us, we don't care about the accountability of the grave and the shame we're going to be facing because of what we have said in this world and the misuse of this tongue and the calamities that our backbiting is going to cause in this world and the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. In Bahari Shariat, page 811, it is stated that even when you are giving bath ghusl to the deceased, always hide the faults of the deceased. And if there is anything good, then share that amongst the people. So if you see the deceased smiling, share that with the people. If you smell a good fragrance, share that with the people. But if you observe, for example, the face turned dark or a bad odor, then hide this. Don't tell anybody. Keep it to yourself. And it is narrated in the Hadith of Barakah, relay the positive attributes of your deceased and avoid speaking about the negative attributes. Allahu Akbar. Those who have this privilege and honor of having learnt how to bath and give ghusl to the deceased, when you are carrying out this act of great reward, at that time, bear in mind that if I hide the faults of the deceased, if I hide that, then Allah Azza wa Jal will hide my sins. I am doing this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal to gain reward. You don't want to be there giving ghusl to the deceased for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and then lose all of that by talking ill of the deceased. Allahu Akbar. And the scholars go further than that. If somebody is dying, and say for example, the people around him are saying to him, recite the kalima. And he cannot, at the time of his death, recite the statement of faith. For whatever reason, straight away, people start to cast accusations. Oh, he must have been like this. Oh, he was like this. Oh, I know this person, he was like this. That's why at the time of death, he could not recite the kalima. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we don't know that for certain. Why are you backbiting even against somebody who was on his deathbed or has passed away? What the scholars say is this. He might be reciting in his heart, but he's unable to recite with his tongue because he hasn't got the power. He might be mesmerized in the beautiful gardens of paradise at the time of his death, and yet you're accusing him of being a grave sinner. You don't know that. He might not want to recite aloud. There are different things. Allahu Akbar. Let me narrate to you a story. Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad Azhar al-Haq Lakhnavi passed away. And at the time of his death, this great friend of Allah Azza wa Jal could not invoke the statement of faith, could not read the kalima. People covered his body after his death. His funeral was arranged, he was bathed, he was buried. And everybody came out. And some people started to say, he couldn't recite the kalima at his time of his death. And they started to criticize him. Suddenly, they heard that he started to recite the statement of faith. Allahu Akbar. When they heard this, those who were criticizing the fact that he couldn't recite the kalima at the time of his death were not only amazed, but also ashamed. That this great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal was now reciting the kalma after his apparent demise from this world. Allahu Akbar. What do we know?
Why do we jump to assumptions? Why do we make these bold statements without thinking about them? And they not only burn our good deeds, but they cause havoc amongst our family and friends and those around us. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this backbiting is a sweet poison. You know, the inner heart and the nafs, they gain a little bit of pleasure and it feels like a release. But you're releasing poison and venom into your relationships and into your life. And if you could control this piece of flesh in your mouth, this tongue, you would be on the road to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Rafi radiallahu ta'ala was narrated, I went to Baqi with the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh, I thought he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had intended this for me. So I inquired, Ya Rasulullah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have I done something wrong? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Then the best of creation explained, I had sent this person lying in this grave to collect sadaqah from a certain tribe. He embezzled one piece of the cloth. Ultimately, he is wearing a similar kurta made of fire. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, from this blessed hadith mubarakah, from Sunan Nasa'i Sharif, the scholars say that there is no restriction under Islamic law against relaying the incidents of decease to Muslims as long as it is to warn them, to engender aversion from sins amongst the Muslims. And the masters of hadith have relayed various hadith and mubarakah in the books to make sure that people learn a lesson. That is a different category that is allowed. What the scholars write in Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah writes is, to as much as you can, you should avoid the identification of a person, but it is allowed if it's there for a lesson. And if it's there for a lesson, then we should learn a lesson from it. Not take the defects and faults of others and start to spread them. And innamal a'malu bin niyyat. Your actions are dependent upon your intentions. If you have the right intention, if your intention is to warn others of a grave sin, if somebody is a gambler, and at the time of his death, if he's an alcoholic and he's suffering greatly, or he's in great difficulty and he dies a horrible, painful death, yes, that is something for others to be warned of. But don't jump to assumptions about people. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there are many, many incidents where people have witnessed the punishments that those who had different faults and those have been relayed back. That is a different category. And the scholars write that if it is for that purpose, it is allowed. But ask yourself, do we disclose the faults of others for that purpose? No, we don't. And then today, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, what the shaitan and this society and deviants do is they incite hatred in our hearts against pious people to the extent that they start to say bad things about the glorious companions of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sadrullah Fadil, Sheikh Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-hadi, has stated that a Muslim must have the utmost respect for the companions, radiallahu ta'ala, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of the companions and the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the essence of our iman. Today, it is unfortunate that those who have a disease in their hearts criticize and disrespect and backbite, Allahu Akbar, backbite the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
These people are the enemies, Mufti Saab writes. These are enemies of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Muslim should never sit in their company. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman has said that the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are stars. Each one of them deserves the utmost respect. And the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are a boat that you need in your journey. You need the boat, you need the stars to get to your destination, which is Jannah. Love the companions, love the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love Allah azza wa jalla and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and never disrespect any of the companions, never disrespect anything that's related to the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anything that has any nisbat with the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should be respected to the utmost. Even the dust of the streets of Medina is precious and is the most treasured thing in this world. That is the respect. And if that is the respect of the dust of the streets of Medina Munawwara at this moment in time, 1460 years later, then what respect should we give to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had the honor and the privilege of seeing the best of creation in the state of Iman and spent time with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? These people deserve the utmost respect. And your Iman and your life and your good death and your grave and your accountability in the hereafter is dependent upon utmost respect for these companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the scholars write that anybody who disrespects any companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or has destroyed himself, Allahu Akbar. Some people came to see Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and said to him that we had set out to perform pilgrimage. On the way, one of the members of the caravan died. He passed away in a place called Sifah. We dug a grave for him, but we saw that there was a snake there. So we dug another grave and a snake there. We dug a few. We didn't know what to do. Every time we dug a grave, there's a snake there. So we're perplexed by this situation. And we come to your court, the court of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. This incident brought to the court of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. And this great companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this is the punishment for his dishonesty that he was involved in. Go and put him into that same grave. It is the punishment for his actions. No matter where you go, you will find the same situation. I swear by Allah, if you dig the entire earth, you will come across the same situation. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, our deeds are going to be with us. Misuse of this tongue, disrespect of the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will mean that you have a painful and awful death. It will mean punishment in the grave and great embarrassment and deprivation, sorrow and regret on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, backbiting may taste a little sweet for a short moment of time. Just that little time when you've learned something and you want to tell others. It might be that it's bursting to get out. But if you hold and remind yourself of the calamities of this disease, and this is a disease where the more you practice it, the greater it grows. If you start to
gain this habit of backbiting. It is almost a vicious circle where it spreads and spreads and the fire catches on and it goes on and burns everything down. And the way to stop it is to control your tongue. If you accidentally do backbite or regret it, take yourself to task over it. Today people say, so what? Everybody's doing it. Everybody isn't going to come into your dark and lonely grave. Everybody isn't going to stand in front of the creation and be asked to read your book of deeds and everything you've said. You are going to be in that dark and lonely grave. You are going to be standing up in front of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are going to be handed your book of deeds and you're going to be handed a transcript of everything you said in the world and you're going to be asked to recite it. You are the one who is going to be asked to eat the dead carcass of your brother. Nobody else is going to be there. So why, for the little satisfaction of the nafs for a few seconds, are you investing in something which is going to destroy your life in this world, destroy your grave and destroy your hereafter, and put you to shame and great misery? Why are you doing that? Why not control this tongue? Why not talk good about people? Why not keep the tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal? Why not keep this tongue moist in the through the Paak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why not keep this tongue moist in Qawlan Kareema, nice words to your parents? Why not keep this tongue moist in good things that people will appreciate? People will remember you by in years to come. Do you remember that person? He used to say such beautiful things. Even in difficult situations, when people used to annoy him, he still said nice things. Why not create such an atmosphere around you? And you know, people like that, my dear Islamic brothers, they attract others. People will want to know you. People will want to be part of your gatherings. People will look forward to seeing you. Why? Because you speak with a sweet tongue. You speak sweet words. You speak nicely to people. You develop a good character. People miss you when you're not there. Why? Because you've got a beautiful, sweet tongue. You don't backbite. You don't lie. You don't torment people. What you do is you protect the tongue and you say nice things about everybody. And you do that purely to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this tongue is a great gift which, if used wisely, can be your ticket to Jannah. But if abused, it could cause great misery and does cause great misery and calamity in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to protect our tongue. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Prophet says, a backbiter will not enter paradise. Prophet says, a backbiter will not enter paradise.